You show up in a fur loin cloth.
I think I just added to my lawn out of nowhere, Tropic. Yeah, Tropical, let's get in. Let's exercise some demons. Let's get into it, man. Let's kick some sad, sorry sacks off our lawn.
The stupidest thing that I've ever seen in wrestling.
Right, then you would be my pay pig.
Helen, hit that pig.
Cinnamon nutmeg.
It's the equivalent to a cattle prod to the ball bag.
Give me what I want, Duke.
If we did cattle prod Duke right in the ball bag, like, he'd survive it, though, right?
They may not. Killing a small squirrel to cover yourself is not manly.
And I show up and I'm wearing a furry loincloth? Like, yeah, I'm king of the men in that situation.
I've seen the boss having to, get into them.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots, episode 116. I am Handsome Kevin. I am with Big Al. You like that one? You like that one?
Most of my life.
Right. You love that. Roll Tide. Roll Tide, Big Al.
It sounds natural coming from you there.
You son of a bitch. He is my island boy. He is the Pooka Pimp. His grass skirt just covering his nards today. He is Tropic Al. How are you, my man?
Well, we went to a hockey game with OG last night, and he and my niece Ruby Kate, you know, we're partying.
Okay.
They have a lot more production. I miss the old Havoc. I'm going to be honest with you. Now they're like competitive, so they actually try to play strategic hockey rather than just, you know, throw fisticuffs. Apparently, right, though, we left a little early because OG was just over the loud noises. It's like they've got a full production going on. And he's like, I want to go. And so we left early and went through like the little gift shop stuff, and you know, I got a new hat and all that stuff that's coming later. But the talking with people out there, it's like, yeah, they really play hockey, which they're a lot faster. Like it's much more fluid. But mm-hmm. I just miss the old things. They drop the puck and like dropping gloves, like just right up from the gate.
Yeah.
I wore the old Havoc jersey that I had signed by that team, and one of the kids working the merch stands like, hey, that's like the old Havoc, like the original. I said, yeah. He said, was that signed by the team? I said, this is the old team. I said, most of the guys that are in the rafters up there, like their jersey number retired, it's those guys. He's like, oh, he's like, do you have Luke Phillips? And I'm like, yeah, right there. Because that was the guy, like, he was a little sawed off guy that he'd fight anybody. He'd get whipped sometimes, but he would fight anybody.
I like that. I like that. But, and now obviously, I'm in Minnesota, which is, it's known as the state of hockey.
Is it?
It is.
I feel like, you know, to win a championship, you need to be from Florida these days. So
that's another situation altogether. Altogether. But we are known as the state of hockey in Minnesota, and obviously it's everywhere. Really, really passionate fans. Do you got that in Alabama? Like, there, you guys don't have, you've never had a pro team down there, right?
Well, I mean, this is as pro as we get. Like the Southern Professional Hockey League there. And the fans, like, it's actually a rabid following. Like, they sell out every game there at the VBC.
Good.
It's an event. We used to have a connection with the hockey team. A fellow that went to church with us did the screen printing for them.
Okay.
Then, and they had season tickets in an ice suite.
Nice.
You get spoiled to that, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it'd be, hey, we're not going. Here's the tickets. Sweet. Mm-hmm. Like, I was in college at the time. Like, that's awesome. So. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of games we spent in that ice suite, just, you know, as college kids. And,
right.
But yeah, I do miss the days like where it's a little more gritty. They did have the one enforcer, Mike DeGerse. And I'll never forget, I saw him fight one time.
Okay.
And there was a reason you didn't fight that guy. We had the seats that we didn't have the ice suite seats for that particular one. We were in the lower bowl. In the old seats that Marlon, that used to do the screen printing, like he and his wife Jamie had, but right up against the concrete barrier where the visitors, like going into their locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And they called him Goose, like Mike DeGurse. Goose punched that dude twice, and like he went down on the ice, and his face, like this side of his face, was just like purple.
Oh.
Whenever that he was skating to the like he yeah. left the game. He picked the fight and lost epically.
Yikes. Yeah, I haven't been to a ton of games because I'm like I guess I maybe would consider myself a hockey guy. I don't rapidly follow the Wild because the Stars were my team and the Stars left, and then I kind of adopted the Blackhawks, and now I just kind of cheer for kind of anybody that's from Canada or, you know, the originals. I can't get behind the Florida teams. That I'm still like I'm like partially salty that the Ducks are of Anaheim and not in Minnesota. Like that one's always kind of stuck with me a little bit because that was the movie, right? That's the movie. It was Minnesota. Why are the Ducks over there? The Ducks should be Minnesota. And I don't even know, like they probably don't even have ducks in California, right, Tropical?
I'm sure they do. They probably import them in. I mean,
yeah. And I don't like that at all either. So, but every now and again, I'll cheer for the Ducks just because of that connection. You know what I mean? That connection, yeah. the district five connection.
It is one of the coolest logos in sports. Like I do enjoy that.
Yeah. I'm glad that they kind of went back to the old logo too. For a while, they just had that D that looked like a duck foot. Like that's dumb. Ducks can't even really like skate.
You can eat a D,
like right? Yeah. Man, I should maybe go to a hockey. Different teams I cheer for, right? Like Nashville, that's not a cold weather team, but I cheer for the Predators, right?
Apparently, like it's an event which I would love to go to some playoff hockey. I know the spiciness of just a general hockey game ticket is up there. And playoff is, you know,
yeah.
You go from like jalapenos to Carolina Reapers real quick, you know, on the spicy
very fast. Scale. Like, yeah.
But they said the energy, watching it on television, there's nothing mm-hmm. like you can feel the energy from that game. Like that's.
Yeah. I haven't been as connected the last couple of years as I used to be. Cause I used to not miss playoff hockey games. Didn't care what team it was. Like I'm watching every playoff hockey game I can. And I say, I've been as connected in recent years here, but there was a time when like, I'd be like, all right, playoff hockey starting. And Molly be like, all right, well, I guess I'll see you in a couple months. Then. that's the way it was, man. I'm throwing like my Rangers jersey, I got a sweater, obviously. I'd throw on my Rangers stuff. And like when we were in the apartment, I would run around an apartment and Molly would poke her head out of one of the other rooms of the apartment and be like, so they score? And I'm like, yeah, sorry. Sit back down now.
You and the Jays and your Rangers stuff.
I'm always going to cheer for an original over anything from a warm weather state. I'm always going to cheer for a Canadian team over majority of the other team. You know what I mean? Like it's just, I'll gravitate to a team in the playoffs. And then when we get down to, we get down to it, I'm pretty much always going to pull for a Canadian team in the end. Just me.
The one that gets me, like we didn't grow up playing hockey. So it was not, weren't around it, couldn't go see friends playing it. Like it wasn't until probably the mid to late 90s that hockey even came to Huntsville.
Okay.
At all.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of transplants and there was a lot of people saying, well, man, we should get a team up. And one of the investors, that's when they had the Huntsville Channel Cats. That was the original hockey team.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Oh, it was a big catfish logo. Yeah. Like you would, if I could find you a Channel Cat hat, like you would be all bricked up. Like, like your Pokes hat. Like you would be that level of bricked up. Like,
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a new mission now. There we go. There's I'm in. That was one of the things, like not growing up and then getting introduced because jerseys, getting introduced to like hockey sweaters and things. I gravitated the logo just always between the Colorado Avalanche because they had the Bigfoot patch on the shoulder and the Buffalo Sabres, the black and red version of the Buffalo Sabres, the Dominic Hasek days and stuff. That's kind of got me into hockey. Like, I have those sweaters. I have the Avalanche and the Buffalo Sabres sweaters in the closet behind me. Like, that's used to in wintertime, I would wear like these shorts and that sweater, like, and go outside, like, check the mail, like, house shoes or like, slides on, just go outside in my shorts and my hockey sweater. And
That's good stuff, man. Yeah. No, that's great. That's great. I'd enjoy it. I enjoy it. And I'll still watch, like I said, I'll still watch a game, you know, flipping through the channels. I can't help but stop and watch a game. I know that the Minnesota team is just, I have so many issues with Minnesota sports in general. And that's maybe that's where we could just probably do it, because I think I just added to my lawn out of nowhere. Tropical, let's get it. Let's exercise some demons. Let's get into it, man. Let's kick some sad, sorry sex off our lawn. You got to clear that lawn off, Tropical. Who are you kicking off of it?
Well, this is for my wife.
Okay.
The way we take OG to school, you take it's Blake Bottom Road is one of the exits you take, and the road construction and the people doing the road construction that have no idea of what they're doing. Like, they'll both sit there because the guys or gals holding the signs are playing on their phone, and they'll both have traffic just stop. Like, one should be slow, like, let a lane through. No, they're just both stopped and they're just playing on their phones, and it's like, oh, and turn it around. And at times nearly cause head-on collisions. Like, I've seen the boss like having to like get into them, like, hey, pay attention. That's for Cassie, those road workers. UPS right now, this is for the Jays. Okay. I sent 3 boxes of basic figs. 2 arrived. 1 got checked into the facility in New Jersey and has not made its way to the Jays yet. Of course, it would be the heaviest of the 3, the 50-pound box of figs that had approximately 240 basic figs in one box. Did not make it.
What town in New Jersey, Tropical?
I don't know.
That's the question. I think if it's Newark, you're never seeing it again.
I don't remember exactly where it was. I'll have to look that up later.
That's Trenton, no dice. Never going to see it again.
Yeah. I don't remember where it, but like, it was checked in there and that was it. I've had a friend since tell me, he's like, hey, it's a little more expensive to ship this way, but if you want something to get there, certified mail. Because the postmaster like has to sign for it. It has to stay in the safe. So everywhere it goes, it has to be signed for.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Extra insurance. Like, it's like it has to be signed, because he ships a lot of comic books that are spicy. Like,
okay. Yeah.
Talking multiple thousands of dollars in comic books. He gets them graded. He sells them, you know, things like that. He sends it via certified mail. No questions. He does the anti-tamper tape and all that other stuff. Yeah, no questions whatsoever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yikers.
Yeah, UPS right now can get off the lawn, because that was, I reached out to the Jays, like, hey, hadn't heard from you guys, just wanted to make sure everything got there safely and okay. So, well, 2 of the 3 did, and I'm like, wait, what? I don't like that.
Uh-oh.
From watching the games this past week, the NFL hats this season. With that little, you know, rectangle or square logo, like, get off the lawn. Like, make a better hat. Like, us being hat guys, I don't care for it.
Especially when, like, all the sideline hats are the same.
Yeah.
And then this year they bring out, and it's just got that little patch on the front of it. Looks like hell.
Even they, like, the toboggans have that, just a little.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, winter caps, of course, is what you mean. But, it doesn't look good. They just don't look good.
Yeah. There was an idiot last night at the hockey game that, and then threw a fit because he was being stupid. decided to go through the metal detectors, and like he's strutting like Ric Flair, and then backs up and goes through it again, and like back, like, you know, trying to, like, he's dancing through it, and it set it off, and he's like, well, you got to come to the side. What? No. You're being an idiot. That's right. Why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I know that you don't screw around in security lines.
I just had in general from the year of Duke and Rogue, WrestleMania 7, you two guys talking about the War Memorial Coliseum, like you in particular, just get off the lawn, Kevin. Just
me? Why? What did I? Wait a second. What did I do? What did I do?
Yeah. All sorts of things. Like there's so many things like talking about. Yeah. Why we got to remember it? Yeah. Because we do. Like, never forget.
Well, but you could put that on anything, Tropical. Yeah, it doesn't make any damn sense.
And like a lot of the things that you guys were pointing out, like, you know, with the ticket sales, with all that stuff for WrestleMania 7, like, you got to remember, this is the same era that brought us the gobbledygooker, which is quite possibly the stupidest thing that I've ever seen in wrestling. And that's saying something.
No, Tropical.
I would say ticket sales are down. Like
it's the Warrior. It's the Warrior. We know it's the Warrior, and it's okay.
The product, in fairness, like between 6 and 7, like it was starting to get. Unless you were a lifer, you weren't really drawing the new fans in. Like it was. It wasn't like it. We hold that era in such nostalgia. You know, like some things that were covered on there, like, you know, watching back, it's like, you know, there's some good moments and then there's some that it's just,
right.
It's not. And I put Superstars and Stripes Forever as a play on words you chose. Like, you know,
yeah, I don't know that it is. Sounds like a Bill Murray movie.
Yeah. Willie was most certainly high and I probably told him to wear gear, like, hey, we need to bump up these merch sales here, just put some of this on, and he's probably high. That sounds great, like, just put it all on.
Could be. Yeah, I hear you.
He didn't know where he was, like, he just sung the song.
Yeah, and I'm still not certain he's alive.
He is.
Yeah, I don't
he's
know
not
if that's
doing
true.
Well at the moment. Okay. Like the report, but he is very much alive still.
Yeah, still not 100%.
He's 92, 93, something like that.
Okay.
You show up in a fur loin cloth and no one's thinking you're the king of men. Plus, killing a small squirrel to cover yourself is not manly. And we're talking small, like probably baby squirrel, like to cover yourself.
Tropical, out of context, that's not accurate at all. I was if Bob Marion, he climbs a tree and just kills it with his bare head, just bites it in half. And squirrels are very elusive. They're very elusive animals. So like to climb a tree and track one down, right? That's
I'm just referring to you because you said you were talking about I should wear a loincloth and come. I'm the king of men.
Yeah,
killing a small squirrel is not going to impress anybody, Kevin. Like, to cover your,
I don't know if that's true though. But if I go into a garage, right, and a bunch of dudes, you know, like a car garage type thing, and there's a bunch of dudes sitting around with their wrenches and I don't know, impact driver, that's a tool, a bunch of wrenches and impact drivers and stuff, and I show up, right, and they're wearing like their one piece whatever it is mechanic jumpsuit gimmick, and I show up and I'm wearing a furry loincloth, like, yeah, I'm king of the men in that situation.
No, you're not.
I think I might be. I don't think anybody's going to question it.
And then talking about different things and the blindfold match, and you were saying something about being blind. And of course, Kevin is blind. Why else would he think Larry Z is a good wrestler? You know, that's
that's not fair. Larry Z's great. Larry Z's great.
Like, and then the last main one for the lawn, I have one more note, but the last main one, Macho Man and Warrior doesn't suck, you do, sir.
No, that was a horrible match. That match is so bad. That match sucks.
Do you think, and because if you haven't listened to the WrestleMania 7 year of Duke and Rogue, it was a fun time. Do you think covering Hogan with an Iraqi flag is the equivalent to a cattle prod to the ball bag? Like that just jolted him to life. Like as far as like, whoa.
I don't know. I don't think so. Cause I think like one's cloth and the other one's like electricity. Right.
Yeah. And but, I mean, it was the thing that got Hogan up. Cause you're not going to besmirch America with Hogan and cover him with an Iraqi flag.
Yeah. That's a good point. No, I think that one's cloth and the other one's electricity. So I think electricity is always going to hurt you more than cloth.
Yeah. You do not want to take one of those to the pills. I'm just,
no.
I have seen the voltages. Like I've seen people do things with like the little tasers. And I say little tasers, you know, like little stun guns and stuff like that, that are high voltage and like give a person a whirl. Cattle prods are higher because you've got to shock a much larger animal.
Right. Now, can you get those through like airport security?
No, I would not.
No, not at all.
Okay. I would not try. You would have to like put that in, like it would have to be in a packaging in a checked bag to even remotely try to.
Gotcha. Like, what if you took it apart?
That I don't know.
Finding
suspicious parts of things. And
that's a good point. Because like, in my mind, I'm thinking like not all like people that are going to have a cattle or need a cattle prod, like if you're in Alabama, right?
Yeah.
And say you got to go to Montana. Do you got to buy a new cattle prod in Montana? Like you're not just going to ride a horse to Montana from Alabama.
Usually you would, well, if you drove, you could drive a car to Montana, you know, that.
That's a good point.
Ride
a
horse, you know, you could put it in the car and.
Good. Yeah.
Usually if you were doing something like that, though, you would check with them to see if they had one or if they could come across one like to use while you're there. That would be
okay.
That would be
gotcha. There. Gotcha. So don't bring your lucky cattle prod.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't. Because I've seen one used fairly recently.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay. Gotcha. So if we do, and this is just a hypothetical here, if we did cattle prod Duke right in the ball bag, like he'd survive it though, right?
They may not. Being
what if we, is there like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Is there a, like a gas, like a little less gas on it?
So you have levels on some of them.
Okay.
You know.
So what if you just gas it down a little bit?
I still wouldn't want any piece of that thing. Cause you've got to make intimate contact and basically put whatever, like the prod is two components and, you know, essentially lightning between here. The electricity
is running. I didn't realize that.
And so you, like with a cow, you would take those probes and kind of stick it into the skin where the skin breaks that field and they get the zap.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is gnarly. Yeah. Like, why would you do that to a cow, though? Cows are, like, pretty docile, right?
They can be jerks.
Okay. Huh.
They can be jerks, like, to get them to move, because sometimes they'll just stove up and, like, I ain't moving. And good luck, anything, like, north of 500 pounds trying to make it move. Dad recently sold his cows, and one of the young calves, maybe 300 to 350 pounds, like, was moving the gates and things like that, like getting underneath and picking it, like freakishly strong animals.
Yeah.
So,
let me ask you this though, Tropical. I don't know, you know, I'm not a farm guy. No, I don't know a lot about them, but you ever tried to like use like treats, right? Like positive reinforcement? Like, is that a thing? Because that's what you do with dogs. Dogs learn a lot better when you're positive reinforcement. So why not cows?
Cattle are not as trainable. They may come to sweet feed, but when it comes to like a 2,000-pound bull that suddenly gets his dander up, like most dogs you can handle for the most part. Bailey's what, 30 pounds maybe?
I see 40, 45 pounds, okay. Yeah.
Not a huge dog. Like, even my dog is 80 pounds.
Right.
Like I can handle her,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Like as far as strength and things like that.
Yeah.
You get north of 3 bills and I wish you the best of luck Their muscle structure and everything. When they set a mine, Dad sold, I think his bull was probably around 1,500 pounds. It's like his,
it's pretty thick, yeah.
He's going to be a monster. But the, yeah. He gets his mind to it, and it's just, nope. You can have some that become more docile and pets. Like, we had one growing up. Named him Charlie. My brother still regrets it to this day because he was a steer. When you steer a bull, it's going to become beef.
Okay. Like,
there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's what's right. happening. And he was one that would come up to us. You could pet him. Like, Molly would have loved Charlie, like, because he would kind of trot around the pasture with you and stuff like that and just hang out. Like, hey, you got some sweet feed? Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
My brother just poured like a cup of sweet feed on the trailer and the decal walked up in there. And he's like, I felt so bad because he just, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to know, buddy. You don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I don't eat beef, right? I don't eat beef. What about pigs? Pigs, you probably like, you probably positive reinforcement with pigs, right? No.
Pigs are the only animal I've seen more stubborn than a pig is a donkey, as far as like, trying to get them to do things. There's a famous story of my grandmother when my grandparents used to raise pigs, and my grandfather had a wooden chute that they could put down. They'd have the pigs in a pen, and the ones that were going off to the market, they had a swing gate to swing it, go up into the trailer. One's going back into the pasture, swing the gate the other way, and it would go kind of wide out.
Okay.
But it was wooden chutes and everything. And this sow, which is a female pig, Kevin, this sow gets into the chute. She's probably 300 plus pounds. Mm-hmm. Just decides she's not going and just roots down.
Yeah. So
they're prodding and like pushing and all these things. And the thing just, nope, not moving. I'm in the gate. And my grandfather was like, Helen, hit that pig, which was my grandmother's name. And she had a stick, and she just whack like that, and hit it just perfectly at the base of the neck, and the pig dropped dead in the chute. And I remember the story of, damn it, I said hit it, not kill it. Like that was, and which that was where they had to put the stop gate in, and my grandfather started butchering the pig there. We can't afford to lose the animal. He wasn't going to take this one to butcher, but had to. Yikes. Salvage what we could right there. So,
yes, man, farming is brutal.
It can be.
I ain't doing that, Tropical. I tell you right now, I ain't killing shit. I ain't got it in me. Never could, never will, man, never will. Yikes!
I am fascinated in the processing of this, like how they do some of it. I don't know if I could. If I could do it, but the slaughterhouses and cows and how they process it, hang the meat, and, there's different levels to it. It's the same with hunting, when people are dressing, if it's a deer or whatever you take, hunting, hopefully you're dressing it, not just cutting the head off for a trophy. Like you're using it, like harvesting for what it's there for.
Okay. So when you say dressing,
thank the noble creature. Yeah, you thank the noble creature for the gift that they have
given. No, that's
I'm just joking, dude.
That's dumbass talk. Thank you for the gift, golly. That stuff just turns my stomach. When you say dress it, you mean like cut it up?
Yeah.
What's a weird thing to say? Why would you say dress it? Why wouldn't you just like butcher, right? Because you're butchering it. Is dressing, is it soft language? Is that what it is? Is it soft language, Tropical?
It can be, but like field dressing is where you would take it in the field and essentially gut the thing. It is much cleaner than saying gut the thing. You'd gut the thing, take out the stuff that you don't need, like organs and stuff like that that you're not going to be harvesting. Mm-hmm. And then getting like the cuts of meat, like the tenderloins and stuff like that, having it to a place where it's less. There's certain processors, as they call them. My cousin Miranda, her husband Aaron, has a tremendous business doing deer processing for people, because it's one of those things you can field dress it and get it at a lower rate, or you can take some deers you harvest just straight to the processor and they'll dress it, but it usually costs you more. But they'll be disposing of the organs and things like that that you're not keeping.
Yeah, the language of that throws me off tropic ale. The language of it. Speaking of farm animals, have you ever heard of a pay pig?
No.
Okay, this is something I've recently found out about, and the whole concept kind of confuses me, and I'm not going to kink shame anybody, right, Tropical? That's not who I am. But I've learned that a pay pig is somebody who's going to pay you to be a dick to them. Right? They're just that's their thing, right? They get so like. Say if you needed somebody to be mean to you to get your jollies off, right? Then you would be my pay pig, right? Oh, maybe somebody just got a new nickname, Tropical. You want to be a pay pig?
No,
sorry,
no.
I've never heard of this, and like I say, a lot of weird stuff out there, right? A lot of weird stuff, and I'm not here to kink shame. People like what they like, and as long as you got consenting adults involved, I don't really give a shit. But this concept of paying somebody to be mean to you, just so you can, you get the poison out, that's a weird thing to me, right?
Do you think Duke would have pay pigged Sherry if he had the chance?
Yeah.
Let her be mean to him.
Oh yeah, 100%. I think he'd probably get rid of at least 20% of his monthly income.
I feel like it would be a hazard to her health if she ever got and give me what I want, Duke. Give me
what I want. Yeah,
like it's just warrior scene. Like that would
right.
Yeah, it's Sherry just have to watch out.
Well, yeah, of course. It's just it's a very weird concept to me, Tropical. And I don't know if you're supposed to kick people off the lawn, because I guess in a certain sense I'm kink shaming, but it's just weird. Just be regular. Maybe just try being regular.
It sounded like being a pay pig is booty cheeks, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, it is. So this one, Tropical, this one's a new one. I got a name for you. I got a new name, and this one is something else, Tropical. The name is Cinnamon Nutmeg. Yes, Tropical, that is a human name. Cinnamon Nutmeg. Now,
when you want to ensure your child is a stripper.
Now, that is what, so, and I'm going to lay down this whole conversation for you. This whole conversation. Got a text that came in. It said, child's name is Cinnamon Nutmeg, and I thought you should know that. I said, no effing way. I was getting joked, right?
Right.
She says, I wish I was joking. I said, Nutmeg, the middle name or the last name? Because it was the last name, like a natural Nutmeg last name. I was going to maybe, like, it's still stupid, but okay, well, you know what I mean? Like, we can maybe let that. There's a little bit more consideration given if your name naturally is Nutmeg, right? I mean, I thought maybe it was spelled differently, like, K-N-U-T-M-A-G, right? You know what I mean? Like, something like that. Nutmeg spelled N-U-T-M-E-G is the middle name. I said, a lady? She said, yep. I said, well, that's the fast track to showing the most private of lady parts in exchange for legal tender.
Yep.
And then said she's going to be a star. And I said, it will be nice for her kids. Chewy nougat and cilantro lime. What are we doing, Tropical?
So I don't understand the level of thought put into when we were picking the name for Owen. We were looking through a lot of baby books. I vastly said, when we didn't know what we were having at first.
Right.
If it's a girl, she cannot be to have D as the first letter of her first or middle name. Because we're not having a girl be called Double D with the last name. No. Same for boys. And then as my friend John Harris said, you got to play the name game. Like, you don't name your kid Tucker, what rhymes with Tucker,
Tucker,
things like that. Yeah. you gotta play these things out. Like what they, he's already got the, like they're already going to have the last name Day, which, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
it lends to some so things, yeah. original. Like it's, yeah. you know. But that was one of the things we were both talking about. Like we really wanted like a strong name.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went through the names, Owen, you know, popped up on the name book, and that's, well, Cassie got really excited because my best friend, his last name is Owens, and she's like, it can be after Daniel. And so there you go. That's where Owen. And then his middle name is after my father-in-law, same middle name as his grandfather. You know, strong names though.
Right. Like, right.
We're not trying to get creative. We're not trying to be cute. It's like the yeah. kid, like they spelled their, oh, we spelled it the Gaelic version of Owen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you just got your kid into fights, like because yep. if he, you know, is proud or anything of this name, like it's gonna, mm-hmm. he's gonna have problems here because no sane person spells Owen this way.
No, and we've talked about this, man, at length on this show. Like people just need to knock it off. Like you're not unique. Stop being like, oh, we're gonna just come up with something. Just knock it off. Just knock it off, right? You know it's a fine name, Patrick.
Yeah.
Right. That's okay. Name your kid Patrick. It's okay. Right. Kevin works out just fine. Jacob. Jacob's a yeah. fine name. Like yeah. what? Just knock it off. Cinnamon, nutmeg. Why? Because Gloria. There's too many Glorias in the world. No. Just stop it. Just stop. Give your kid a chance. Give him a chance.
The closest we got, because my great great grandfather was named Wiley, was the closest, and I was like, I just don't think that's going to be a name that, you know, is
Wiley.
It, yeah,
Wiley Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's Tropical. That's a lawn name, man. That is a lawn name.
I agree. Because, well, she was going through, like, you know, what are some names like in your line that you, mm-hmm. and, you know, we talked about different things. And I said, I always thought that was kind of crazy that his name was Wiley.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I was just like, nah, I'm not doing that. Like, that's, you're setting yeah. your kid up for some fights.
Right. Right. Man, God, get that together. Get that together. Petey and I went to NXT. We went to an NXT house show, Tropical. Yeah, it was interesting. The booking was really interesting because there was a lot of face versus face matchups, which mm-hmm. I did not expect to see that. They had an intermission, and I thought an intermission at an NXT house show was ridiculous. They had right. one merch stand. It was a smaller venue, so it was, don't get me wrong, it was fun to be there. I got to see Jordan Grace, right? Got to see Sheamus was one of the guys on the card. Got to see the Americanos. So it was a fun show, but it was really weird booking. Now that's not what's getting off the lawn. What's getting off the lawn is the guy that had to be 6'5" in the front row. We're in the fourth row. The guy that's like 6'5" in the front row that needed to stand like the entire show. What are you doing? What are you doing? We're on the floor here. You're 6'5". Everybody else is sitting down. You sit down too. Now, Tropical, behind the 6'5" guy, there's a shorter gentleman, right? And then there's, well, we're four. So, nope, I get that back. Right behind the 6'5" guy, there's also a taller guy. He's got to be in the 6-foot row. But every female superstar that came out and did their pose on the turnbuckles made the heart hands to them. Every single one made the heart hands. What are you doing, you loser? Like, that's just, it's kind of creepy, right? Like, don't get me wrong. If Jordan Grace says, hey there, Playboy, I'm not saying no heart hands, but she's not saying, hey there, Playboy, not to anybody in the crowd, right? And every single one, he's making these heart, it was weird, it's creepy, it threw me off, Tropical. Threw me off. And especially the people that were directly in front of me, they were shorter folks, right? Just shorter folks, shorter than I was. And now they got to contend with Mr. Heart Hands and Mr. 6'5", both of them wanting to stand the whole time. Like, be aware of the people around you. You know what I mean? Like, and again, it's not their fault that they're that tall, but they can control when they do stand and when they don't stand. And when the match is going on and everybody else in the arena is sitting down, sit down, right? Just sit down.
Felt bad for the kids in front of me, man. Altogether, not the worst show that I've ever seen, right? It was all right. But those people, man, sit down. Just stop.
Yeah, NXT, I haven't watched much since, like, very early of the 2.0, and I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I think the last one I watched was because Taylor was there, and he was saying he was on camera, and so I was looking for Taylor. That was it.
Yeah, I generally, they move a little bit too quick, don't sell enough. That's probably all wrestling now, but it was an interesting show. I didn't realize, man, that Tatum Paxley, I'll tell you this, not bad Tropic. I didn't realize she was such a looker, but she is a looker. What else do we got here, Tropic? Cam Newton, get the hell out of here. Just get with your stupid effing hats, and you look like a jackass, right? He looks like the kind of mug that's going to name his kid Cinnamon Nutmeg. I'm sure you could probably look it up. He's probably got 9 kids. They all probably got just really riveting names.
I know his first one was Chosen.
Oh, Lee. What a prick. Like, what is he trying to do? Like, is there any way you could possibly take him seriously? Any way you could possibly take him seriously when he shows up with these hats that got giant feathers poking out? Like, he just looks like a prick.
I don't understand the need, the desire, all the stuff, like, to essentially be a fashionista as a man, as a, you know, big tough guy, you know, all this stuff. Like, I don't understand the need for all of that. Like,
he's an attention seeking bitch.
Yes,
that's what he is. That's what he is, and I'm tired of him. Do away with him. I don't have a lot when it comes to traffic, Tropico, but I tell you this, driving down to Petey's place before the show, Petey is about an hour and 10 minutes away from my place. Traffic, man, sucked. And I know traffic in Minnesota is not like traffic in, you know, probably Huntsville. There's probably a couple more people. But when you get into the city, people I don't understand, right, what's going on. And there is one part of traffic, man, I don't like. I had to drive us down to the cities yesterday. I was driving down there, and one, I'm driving down there because I don't want to be there to begin with, which has probably soured my attitude towards the drive. But there is an exchange where you have to get across 5 lanes of traffic in 0.8 miles to get your exit. That is how this is constructed. Once you get on, you have 0.8 miles to cross 5 lanes to be able to get to your exit, to get to where I needed to go yesterday. What damn sense does that make, Tropical? Any? You got those? I'm sure you probably got something like that.
Yeah, there's a few of those that I really wish the directional app, like your map, app and things like that, did a better job of, like, hey, I've seen one in the past that a guy had when we were on travel in Los Angeles. It told you which lane to be in. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, if there's traffic you still want to be, this is your exit lane. This is, you know, basically trying to help you navigate the madness.
Yeah.
And I wish it would have more of that, because, and then alternative routes, you know, of things. I don't understand that crossing 5 lanes and 8/10 of them, especially if there's traffic. Like, I wish you the best of luck.
It was miserable.
To be cutting everyone off or having to be the guy that's stopping there and waiting to get over constantly, trying to get your spot and gumming things up. So it's a no-win situation.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not going to be stopping. Like, I will I will wait to get rerouted if I miss the exit. I'm not stopping to make sure I get my exit. That's dangerous. But it is one of those areas where it's like, if you're taking that exit, odds are you're going somewhere you don't want to be. That's what I had to do yesterday. So, like, let the people across, like, you know what I mean? And there was this white Durango that was just driving, and he was like weaving all over these five lanes to get ahead of it. Like, what are you doing? This is not a safe exchange to begin with. And now you're making it that much more dangerous. You get off my lawn with that, man. Ah, that's, I think that's all I got. Tropicale. That's all I got for today, man. I'm going to move on. You get cinnamon, nutmeg, and cilantro, lime, kid names. You got Cam Newton, man. You just get your head out of your ass. Get your head out of your ass. You know, I never thought in my life I would say, like, hey, you think that maybe he should start dressing like Richard Sherman, or like, I don't know, like Deion Sanders. You know what I mean? Like, Cam, pull it together, buddy boy. Just pull it together. A lot of stuff. Just everybody be cool. Just be cool. Right.
Do better.
Yes, please. Please. Anyway, Tropico, what do we got? A question, right? We got a question we got to get to.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a question. Yeah. That's, I think of Dwight Schrute, the question tying back the bow on the line. I think to myself, would an idiot do this? And if they would, I don't do that. But the question for this one is tied to the year of Duke and Rogue, because you guys mentioned something, a segment with Marla Maples where there was a celebration and like champagne and all this stuff, and, you know, not necessarily having, you know, just wardrobe after wardrobe being a guest there, you know, there was probably a change that needed to occur for Marla Maples, you know, in that scenario.
Yeah.
And, you know, they could have went off script. What do you think is, I guess, has been the most egregious, or someone in the wrestling business got in the most trouble for like going off script, either in a segment or a match, or, you know, whatever it could be, you know?
Oof. Two come to mind right away.
Yep.
Two come to mind right away. And I don't know if it's a very, I don't know how well known it is, but Damian Sandow. So Damian Sandow, I believe it was a Raw pre-show, walked out and was off script. And that was pretty much the end of Damian Sandow, unfortunately, because that guy is super skilled, coming out of the other side of the stunt double for Mista, which I think is some of the, that was so entertaining. Highly entertaining. Like, you go back and watch some of the Mizdow stuff.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's incredible. Dude was super skilled.
He's selling on the side when Miz is taking bumps.
Yep. It's amazing. It's A plus work. And I know he came out on I believe it was a Raw pre-show, and he went off script. He wasn't supposed to. And that's when you got, like, he kind of got the punishment angle for, you know, a couple of weeks, and then you just kind of didn't see him again. What's the other kid's name? Boy, the kid that with Paige, you know, the naughty videos, Brad Maddox.
Yeah,
Brad Maddox being fired for calling the audience pricks on a mic. That I like. That still shocks me, because I think JBL said that Vince viewed Brad Maddox as somebody that was special. So, like, to have that type of endorsement and then just to get fired for using the term prick, like, there, I believe there's got to be more to that story. I don't know what it is. And then finally, I'm probably going to go with the Jeff Jarrett lay down situation.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that kind of pop to me. What do you think?
So, mine, I go old school, even though it may not have been off script. Because he was told to protect the business, and then they abandoned him immediately. It was Dr. D, David Schultz.
Yeah.
Slapping the taste out of John Stossel's mouth.
Yep. That's fair.
Is that fake to you?
Boy, that was covered on my local news. I remember that being a story. Yeah.
Popped him twice. But I mean, that was the one that whenever this question, like whenever I was listening along and hearing that about Marla Maples, like that David Schultz thing popped right out. The Jarrett thing, you know, I forgot about.
Mm-hmm.
I know like one of the big things that they couldn't control was that pipe bomb. You know, the CM Punk pipe bomb, like, you know, and they're cutting mics and all these different things. And there's,
he did just fine with that, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Live TV. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They gave him the open mic. Yeah.
Yeah. Skyrocket things. It's just one of those things, though, that there's times, like, I imagine there's bits where, like, Mean Gene, when he's in there interviewing Hulk Hogan when he won the belt, and Andre comes and dumps champagne, like, all over him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Gene, that's just part of it. Like, you,
right.
You're not going to do it. But when you have a guest in there, like the Marla Maples, and it was with the Nasties, correct? Like, you
yeah.
know, they're, you know, that's yeah. that's not necessarily a place she wants to be.
No.
I'm certain.
I can't imagine. I can't
if you
imagine.
Don't believe me. Ask Double T to send you a picture of Brian Knobbs. He'll do it.
Yeah. If you want that picture of Knobbs, yeah, we can get you. We can get it for you there. What I want to. There was something else that was popping in my mind, but now it's gone. Son of a bee. Obviously, I think the screw job is probably the most notorious one, but I'm still like
your boy Hardy on TNA that time that he could barely walk to the ring, and they're like, Sting, pin him and go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he should have never been allowed to go to the ring.
I agree.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Man, I suppose there's probably more things out there that just probably don't come to mind. I know that Duke reminded me of it, the Katao situation over in Japan. That was huge. Yeah, and I've seen it. The funny thing is that I had watched that before, and I didn't realize that it was Katao from, you know, Mania 7. I remember watching that on YouTube. Because I think it's still out there. It was when I saw it, anyways. Weird situation. Anytime a wrestler just decides, like, nope, we're not working anymore, it's just weird to me. Just weird. That's off script. Have you seen the Doink versus Hack? You've seen that video before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird, right? Just weird. Stick to it, man. It's entertainment. It's a show. It's a show.
Between that and more recently, Rampage Jackson's kid.
Oh, golly.
He did.
He wasn't even, yeah, but he wasn't even on the show. Yeah, guys,
I know. Yeah.
Lock him up. Lock him up, Tropic Gal. Lock him up. That's good.
That was just one that popped in my head, that with Marla Maples getting doused in champagne, and, you know, she's wearing a fancy dress because she's trying to be a celebrity guest at this Los Angeles event. So.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, Tropico, but I like that. It was fun. It was fun. Fun little question there. What do we got? We got to do the 7-minute mission that is brought to you by J&J Figures. You follow them across social media. They're at J&J Figures across all social media. They got their Whatnot streams. Hit those Whatnot streams. Just hit them. You can pre-bid if you can't make it. See, you never know. You might pull a fig. You just don't know. You got pre-orders. Need pre-orders. Stuff's coming out. J&J has got you covered. You go to their website, it's jjfigures.com. You buy with confidence because they ship with care. They're just like us. They are collectors too. You're gonna get your stuff in the condition in which you ordered it. And that's one thing that I always appreciate about the J's. And check them out. Get your collector's coins. Sign up. Just sign up. Hit that subscription button there on the email. They'll tell you what's going on at J&J headquarters. They're gonna take care of you. You're gonna be glad. You're going to be glad that you're doing business with the Jays. Tropical 7-minute mission. What are we doing?
So I will start the clock now. So the last episode we covered the Livewire Series 2, had an 85.7. This week we're covering Fully Loaded Series 1. Several repacks, one, you know, tweak, and then a couple of new figs, so to speak. We'll start with the Triple H, because we're going to start from the bottom and work our way to the top, Kevin. That's how we're going to do this one.
I like that.
Triple H, they tried something new with the face. This is one of the new ones. They tried to get the, fluorescent style paint on the pants here.
Yeah.
But they did a lot of things. Like, that face is, they tried something, it did not work for me.
Yeah.
It's too much of a scowl, like too much. Trying too hard.
It's not like the combination of like laziness and bad scan for this is rough, or bad mold. The pants, the lower body there, it's like the old pants. And they just painted over with this paint. The logo is all jacked up. It's not really even close. So this is not one I'd be rushing to. And the belt, like that's the problem. They put the belt because it's the old pants. The old pants had a belt. The new pants don't have a belt. And they left the belt on there. And you can see like the inner thighs where that difference was. And that's still there. Like you got to change the mold if you're changing the fig like this. And they didn't do that. They just painted over the belt loops. Everything's all one color. I do like that style paint. I'm not really sure what it's called, but it's jacked up, man. I don't care for it.
Yeah. We gave it a D+ on this one. And then we had the other new one for the set. One Mr. Al Snow.
Yeah.
They did. We're going to hit the high spots first. They did include the mannequin head, which was a necessity, I think, if you were going to produce an Al Snow figure at this time to get people to, you know, on board to buy this thing. You had to include head in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was his gimmick. This face is not really doing it for me. And again, they had like a collector's edition 1 of 500 run thing that they reference on Wrestling Figure Database here that we're using for our reference photos. But it looks to me like sad, like Scott Dawson in a wig from the Revival.
Yeah, it really does. And obviously we got the Bret Hart torso here. It looks like potentially the Sid arms. It might be just the Bret Hart body with Sid arms on it. The face is not all there. I mean, really at all. I have a hard time with this fig. I think, well, because I love Al Snow so much, right? I've been able to work with Al Snow a couple of times. Awesome dude. So I think like that part of it is pulling me in a different direction, but this is not an A+ hit it out of the park type situation by any stretch.
Yeah. With the face paint and everything, like from a distance, you can tell it's Al Snow.
Right.
But you know, that's where we end this tale. We gave it a C+. We'll go next. The Rock, same repack as last time. Gave it a B. Still got that crazy facial features that I am not as crazy about. Like you went too far as far as I'm concerned. I think that's what you did with the Triple H as well. Got Billy Gunn here in green with the DX added to the boots, Kevin. Yep. You know, same as last time.
Yep. You know, when you think badass Billy Gunn, do you think of him in the green trunks?
It's between the green and the pink, really.
And the pink, like, yep. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
That's kind of where my mind goes. He's still a B+ for us, and now we're going to get to the high spots here. Kane is Kane. Can we say that?
Yep,
let's spend some time on Road Dogg. Kane, it's a Kane figure. We love him. We give it an A.
Yep.
We get to Road Dogg now. This one has changed a decent amount. It's the same fig, but repaints.
Yeah.
For all the right reasons.
Yes. Yeah, they knocked it out of the park on this one here because the shirt looks great, and then on the tattoos, like they added color.
Yeah.
They colored up his tattoos. Now, I don't remember like if the coloring on the tattoos is accurate or not. I just like in my mind, I don't remember that. But they colored them up and they look great. The whole, like, the presentation of this fig is fantastic. They didn't change the face, right? And the face seems to be the one thing that we kind of had a little bit of an issue with this figure before. But the detail everywhere else is amazing. They did a fantastic job on this.
Yeah, from what I can tell, like, and even if it's a black ink that's faded over time, that seems from the promo photo a little closer to the forearm tattoo on his left arm.
Beautiful.
Like, as far as the coloration, which is... That's a tick in the right direction. I like the black shirt so much more than the white. I mean, granted, you can see some reference photos, but that black DX shirt, there's something about that when they came out and, you know, those shirts came out, the two words for you, you know, all of that, just, it's a fondness of my youth.
Yeah.
I will say, we ended up upgrading him from the A- to an A because we like the extra effort on the tattoo. I like that the pants, you know, when he went to the black and white, like you got that nailed. The boots, like you did a lot of detail work here on Road Dogg. And, you know, that's, if you would have knocked the face out of the park, this would easily be an A+ figure.
100%
to me. Like, if you'd have knocked it, it's not so egregious that you can't tell, but it's, you know, it could use a little, just a little touch more. So
yeah, I'm with you.
Overall, this got an 84.8. You know, Triple H really drug us down there. That's unfortunate, but we've got 40 seconds. Anything you want to add to this 7-minute mission?
The floor. Well, and I think, I think that the, like we say, the Kane fig is the Kane fig, and the Kane fig has kind of become the, like, that's the benchmark, really, because they did such a great job with that fig, and there's not a lot to it. Like, you almost have to try to screw it up, but they did a great job on that fig. So, the Kane has always kind of just been the, that's the high watermark for these Jax BCA figs until we find something else that pops up. But, man, pretty good, pretty respectable grade on this line.
And that's the 7-minute mission.
Boom.
Yeah.
Brought to you by J&J Figures, man. JJFigures.com. Follow them across social media. J&J Figures. Tropical. Kick some people off the lawn. We hit the question. We got to get to trophies. Trophies. You're out there hunting. You're out there dressing your figs, maybe, at home. I don't know. I'm trying to incorporate dressing now. I don't know if that works or not. We'll workshop. I'll figure something out. Anyways, Tropical trophies, man. What goes on the wall this time through?
I didn't hit the figs up so much this time. I did get a new hat at the hockey game, the Huntsville Havoc. They had some fitted hats that I was just like, man, those look really good. Like, there was one with the old school wolf on a black hat, and then this gray one with the skating wolf in front of the state of Alabama. And that's what Cassie, I asked her, I said, hey, which one of these you like better? And she said the gray one. I said, okay. That's what I bought. I hit up my man, at Flashback Jerseys. Used to be Flash Jerseys. But Flashback Jerseys, my man, Dan, scored some jerseys this week. My Atlanta fandom is showing out. Got the old gray Braves, the good old Chipper Jones.
Oh, Chipper.
Yeah.
I like Chipper.
And then I got this one because, you know, all you dog lovers out there, if you're a Falcons fan.
Oh. Oh, Tropical. Tropical.
Yeah, the Michael Vick. I love that Dan sends, like, some cards. Like, with jerseys, like when I bought the Thurman Thomas, he sent this pro set.
Yeah, beautiful card.
And he sent a old, the one that really got me was a old Topps Finest Cornelius Bennett card that I was just like, ooh, yeah, that's.
You know, when you grab when you grab that jersey, Tropical, and I saw the styling of that Falcons jersey, I did not think it was going to be a Vic, and I don't know why, but in my head, I went right to T.J. Duckett.
You would have been so bricked up if it had been T.J. Duckett. I know you. Like,
yeah.
The obscure ones. I mean, I have an autographed Steve Bartkowski, you know, on the wall here.
Yeah. I Duckett would have been perfect, right? Would have been perfect, especially for you, right? You seem like a Duckett kind of guy.
I remember, like, going through the jerseys in there. I've got a handful of Falcons jerseys. The most obscure one I have is clearly the Jarius Norwood. Like, it's not a question. No.
Yeah.
If people remember that, you know, shout out Mississippi State, you know, giving us the number two back of that offense there. But he, like, that's one I've got. I paid, like, it's on the Reebok jerseys. I want to say there was four levels, and it was like the third level up. Like, the one basically right next to the actual game worn. And I wish I'd have got the game worn when they were selling all those Jarius Norwood jerseys. I wish I'd have got all of them. Because they had, like, the basic jerseys at that time on the NFL shop for, like, $1.57.
Jesus.
They weren't moving them.
Right.
And so I paid, I want to say, $9 for the next to the top level, like, the one that's usually, like, $200-$300, you know, like, somewhere in there. Where, like, the game worn was like $379 or something.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the size that I wanted, or I'd have got the game worn. And I want to say it was like $20.
Oh, drop it. Hell.
I kicked myself again. at the time I was just, I'll just get one. I may go back. And then they, I guess people got wind of it and they sold out. So
yuck, yuck, man. Yuck. You got, yeah, you got to pull the trigger, man. You got to pull the trigger. Yeah.
I do have one though, and it's the variant. Like it's the black with the red pinning. Like when they, when Vic and Algae Crumpler in those days, like they wore the black jerseys of that era, that style. So that, that one makes it my unique Falcons jersey. I mean, I've got my Cornelius Bennett. I've got my Jesse Tuggle, Andre Rison, you know, Matt Ryan, Julio, Sean Witherspoon. I got a few Falcons jerseys, I guess.
Yeah. A couple of them, man. A couple of them. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. That's that, that's your trophies.
That's it. I did not pick up figs this time. I'm struggling to pick up new figs with the quantity that I have.
I understand. I understand. I don't worry, Tropical. I made up for that.
Yeah.
I made up for that. Greatest hits. Right, Legends, Greatest Hits, got the entire line. The funny thing is, Tropical, I actually was not going to go for the entire line. I was not looking to add the Cody, right? The Cody was one that I was like, you know what, I might buy the Chase if I see it, just to you know, keep it boxed up. But I was there, and I got you know, everything but the Cody, and I went, yeah, I know, I'm okay. And then Molly's like, is it the entire set? And I was like, yeah, it's the entire set is here. She's like, and the Chase? And I was like, yeah, and it looks like and the Chase. And she goes, get the entire set. And I went, well, I guess I'll get the entire set. So I got the entire set there. I mean, if she's, if I get the green light, Tropical, who am I, right?
Yeah.
And then I got all but the GI, what was it, GI Bro Booker T?
Oh, yeah.
Of the latest Monday Night War. Still going to be on the hunt for that, obviously. Also Tropical cards, man. I got some pretty fantastic card situations coming through here. I went to Costco and they had those, the Costco box that everybody was trying to get a hold of. So, with the big time downtown cards, those polls didn't really, they were Tet McMillan and Tyler Schultz. So that, you know, not the ones that anybody was really clamoring for, but as far as like cards within the packs, man, it was incredible. Right? A ton of awesome stuff came through in that box. Got a box of holiday cards last night with my wife and I were at the checkout. And she goes, so Christmas cards? And I was like, yeah. So I was like, yeah, we can get those. And she actually opened those up while I was down going to get like my card book and my protectors and stuff, because that's how I open them up. I got my protectors and my card book. Regular ones go in the book. Special ones go in the protectors. So, I had some pretty sweet pulls out of the cards last night too, and it was good. It was good, man. Can't complain about that. It was a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I got a pack of the small box of Donruss, and then I got some off the Andy Holloway stream that were really cheap, like a Drake May mosaic.
Nice.
That people weren't bidding on. Okay, I gave $9. It's a National Treasures jersey autograph, Anthony Richardson. Granted, may not be worth it, not, but for National Treasures, I'm like, hey, let's go.
Yeah, that kicks ass, man. That kicks ass. I'm going to have to check out that. You never know. You never know with those type of cards, too, because you look at like I was a Daniel Jones guy, Tropical. You know that. I carried him on my team until he just got cut and cut again. And I was like, I can't. At a certain point, you have to give up on Daniel Jones. Now look at him, right? Sam Darnold. Now look at him. Like you never know what's going to happen, man. You never know what's going to happen. So, man, good tug, man. Good tug. Nice trophs, Tropical. Nice trophs. Anything else, man? You want to hit before we wrap this son of a bitch up?
Well, before I go into the diatribe for all the socials and everything like that. Tomorrow, which this will be yesterday as this plays, is mine and the wife's anniversary. So happy anniversary to my wife.
Yeah, 100%, man. Happy anniversary.
We're going to, I know, hang out here tonight at the house. And like, she was like, let's just watch some movies together. Like, I'm like, that sounds awesome. Like, let's order a pizza or whatever. Like, and just hang out. Like, that's,
hell yeah.
It is amazing the level of, I want to be with my wife. Like, because we get along so well and everything like that. Like, we very much compliment each other. It's very nice. So, happy anniversary to my wife, Cassie. That's the big 6 years this year. So that's
Attaboy.
It's wild. It's flying by. But as far as socials, you can find us on Twitter at Tots Pod. You can find our main channel page at GBW Pods. You can find our sister show, The Year of Duke and Rogue Podcast, at Year of Pod, all on Twitter. You can check them out here on this channel every other Monday with us. They're covering WrestleMania 7 to 8, which is a sweet spot. Like, that's a good time. You can watch along. You can listen along, you know, as they give their reviews. Go back and check it out. But really good time. Looking forward to that. You can find us on Facebook. Search Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. On Instagram, GBW Pods. ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain. You know, for our officially licensed merch, you can check out the four designs there. I've got some new ideas in the hopper that I've got to run by you and Duke that I want to get some designs for. Like, some are coming together, some are, you know, still in the progress, and a lot of irons in the fire on the design front here. So that's is what it is. But again, shout out Ted, your videos, sir. Like, just the tip best. Of the cap. Like, that's I appreciate it so much. Manny, brother, hope you're doing well. The Jays, Dougie Nunya, Johnny C, like, all the great people. Dan, man, finding these jerseys that are just crazy. Like, some of them I've seen that he's posted online. I'm like, where did you find this? Like, I'm blown away.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things. He's great, easy to deal with. Got him a new website up, flashbackjerseys.com there. But check him out on Instagram, Flashback Jerseys. Great dude, easy to work with, very fair, and does a Sunday NFL pick'em on Instagram.
Okay. Where
you pick five games, and if you get all five of them right, or the main winner of that, he gives you a 20% discount code. That's why I bought two jerseys. I won it twice.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Good job by you. Weren't picking the Falcons, were you?
The 1 week, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Picked the Falcons of the Vikings and got that. So suck it, Kevin.
Man,
Not lately, though. It's hard to pick the Falcons lately.
Yeah, it's a little rough. A little rough. My team, too, man. Hitting some mud, that's for sure. Obviously, Ted, man, love the videos, man. Please keep them coming, man. That is always, when I see those coming across or coming into the phone there, man, that's a day brightener, man. I appreciate you immensely, Ted. I'm for Ted. You keep trucking, Big Daddy. Manny, hope you're doing well, brother. You keep your head up. Obviously, my brother's over at the Wizards. You can catch us live every Monday night. That's 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Shining Wizards Podcast. That's myself, Hans, coming along with the Brundlefly Double T, and my main man, Tony. Who am I missing, Tropical? Nobody, probably. Seems good enough. Just throw this out there. My good friend J-Bone and his family going through a tough time. So any positive vibes, anything like that, whatever you believe in, anything you believe in, his family certainly needs it now. He's my best friend in the world, and they need some positivity right now. They need some positivity. So with that, man, take care of one another, support one another, be good to one another. Thank you very much, everybody.